Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Well, good afternoon on this sunny day in Houston, Texas. This is David Altenburn, your co-host of Legal Eagle and the Coach, with Coach Extraordinaire Brian Kaiser, my co-host. How are you doing today, Mr. Kaiser?
I am locked, cocked, and ready to rock, excited about this show and our guests, and looking just for an awesome time.
Yes, we've got great guests today. We've got a gentleman by the name of Harris Glasser. I believe he's out of New York. He's an author. He's a publisher of a book, It's My Money and I Want It. And it's basically how to handle an IRS audit, how to save and pocket more of your money, and learning and understanding corporate social responsibility, navigating the world of business. Great advice out there. Very excited to have this guest. He's been on a number of internet radio shows, and we like to say that this is one of the best hours of internet radio where we educate and excite and encourage the entrepreneurs out there to be all that they can be in balance of personal life and in business life. Our second guest then is Armon Sadehi, a world-renowned peak performance coach who has mastermind groups on a number of topics. One that I like the best is called Killer Entrepreneurs and How to Triple Your Income in 12 Months. Ought to be right up your alley, Mr. Coach, as you often are talking about rapid growth of business. And it's the outside business coaches out there that can best look at our business oftentimes and tell us and help us get insights in proven strategies of success and what works and what doesn't work. And another one of the mastermind topics is, basically time conquerors, about time management and how to handle that. And then he has a number in the world of self-examination, self-improvement, relationships on a personal basis, relationships on a basis, does one-on-one telephonic and webinar coaching, does group coaching, and this is one that's going to be interesting to talk about today, the one-time intervention where he guarantees results for his clients that come to him with perhaps a major obstacle in their personal life or their business life, could be a phobia about this, or a phobia about that, or just something, going through a divorce, that they need some guidance to break through what's holding them back. So our show today, Mr. Kaiser, ought to be another great show with great guests that provide insights out there for our audience that we can learn in the process of being hosts of this great show on improving in business, and improving in life. Do you have any great quotes for us today or thoughts before we go to our first commercial break?
I just would encourage everybody to take a look. It's almost October. October, as you know, we're into that final stretch of 2015. And just make sure you're working on yourself, working on your mindset, and your skill set simultaneously so that you can grow yourself. We have some great guests to give us some great and I really encourage everyone to take a step back, take a deep breath, and look at what you're doing with your self-education so that you can continue to grow yourself so that you can grow your business and your life and build it in the manner in which you dream it to be.
You know, as we come to the end of a year of having our show, it strikes me that, we've had a number of common themes with our guests, and it'd be interesting today as we get new information from our guests today and whether we hit on some of the various common themes. You take this time of year, We're about to get into the last quarter of the year. And in sports analogies, you know, baseball is hitting kind of its home stretch, and it's hitting its playoff run time, trying to become world champions. And then in football, it's just kind of getting started, getting rolling to see how things are going to be. So whether you're a new entrepreneur that's just starting in business, or you're someone that has many years in business, you know, it's always a good time to learn from experts on keys to success. And that's kind of how we've tried to govern this show over the last year, is to have special guests like today's guest that can give some key pointers and keys to success, some that will impact our audience. And it struck me last night just going through the television that they had the Payne Stewart dinner, an award, to acknowledge Ernie Els as this year's recipient of an award of a golfer whose life was cut short in a tragic airplane crash back in 1999. But he was a very special person, a very special professional golfer, Payne Stewart. And it talked about giving back and charity and basically becoming more to your community than just the bottom line. And it was an inspirational dinner, and it was an inspirational speech. I'd like to talk with our guests a little bit today about those kind of ideas. And we often talk about relationships and networking and things like that. And at the end of the day, as people get to know, like, and trust you, I think oftentimes it's those people that make a difference, that are bigger than themselves, bigger than their bottom line, that turn out to be the most successful. You know, it's the giver's gain philosophy of Business Network International, for example, that people do notice. And so let's have a special show, Mr. Kaiser, and let's educate and entertain our audience out there with some good advice from some great guests. And I'm very excited to get started after this commercial break.
Excellent.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
So you think you're tough enough for a Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest hour in internet radio. It is Legal and the Coach, Frank Kaiser, here with the soaring Legal Eagle, Mr. David Altenburn. And we're bringing up our first guest. Harris, how are you doing, sir?
Hello, Mr. Glass.
Harris, do we have
you?
Yeah.
Are you with us?
I'm with us. I was saying it's a pleasure to be here. I'm really looking forward to a rock solid show.
Great.
Excellent. Tell us your story.
Tell us your story and how you help people out there with ParisHelps.org.
Sure. At the age of 20, I'd gone into this small contracting business for city agencies. Love, hard work, grace. And by the time I was 28 years old, I was in very good shape, and I decided to pack it in and move along. And as a result, I guess because you're successful, people think you're smart. I don't necessarily think that's true, but anyway, absolutely not. I don't think one has.
You mean you sometimes get lucky, or you're the right place at the right time?
Absolutely, you are so spot on with that. There was once a Harvard professor who, out at lunch, he saw a sign in a window. It said, "If you're so smart, how come you ain't rich?" Well, he got back to class that day, and he told his students about it, and he said he thought about it, and he realized one has absolutely nothing to do with another. It's true. But through the years, people would come to me for advice, and I'd always give them advice that's truly not in the box. And they'd look at me, they'd go, "Whoa." And I'd say, "Please, I'm not telling you something that I think will work. I'm telling you from experience what will work. Just do it and you'll be fine." And then sure enough, a few weeks later, they come back with big smiles and they go, "Wow." And so after a lifetime of this, my sons had said to me, "Hey, Dad, you know, you should open a business helping people." I said, "You know, I don't really want to charge people to help them." So he said, "Write a book." And there you go. The book, I guess the first third of the book is all for business people. The second third is all for people who, you know, just come home with salary and householders, and even business people are householders. And that's how the book came to be. And I'll tell you a funny thing. Go ahead.
Tell us our title for our audience of the book one more time.
Right. It's called "It's My Money and I Want It." And you find it on my site, harishelps.org.
Great. So it's true stories then, and it tells and teaches what subjects?
Well, I'm sorry, tells and teaches what?
What subjects are covered in this?
What subject? Everything from, let's say, starting in business to you get the thought, "Oh, gee, I'd like to be in my own business." All the way through, you've been in business for 40 years and you think, you know, because you've been doing it well, there's nothing to learn. And then there's for householders, which I teach them. I show them. You don't need to necessarily work more to make more, to have more. So that when I was on Bloomberg Radio with Tim Fox taking stock, he introduced me as the man who teaches us how to squeeze more juice out of our orange.
I love it.
You got to love it. And I had a professor of economics say to me in this subject of what, you know, like what the book is about, he said, "You know, what you're doing is you've written about and you're teaching people what economists called a consumer excess." He said people are struggling, trying to make ends meet or save the extra couple of dollars to go to eat out or go on vacation. He says, and it's not necessary. You're showing them how they actually have an excess and they don't know it. So
that's really a great point. Years and years ago, there was this lawyer with whom we shared office space, and we had a pretty good-sized case together. And him and his wife had this great revelation one day. They read a book, and just the point you mentioned is the book was all about frugality and essentially how on many, many, many levels, many unconscious levels, we as consumers spend and spend and spend in ways that, you know what, our happiness doesn't really depend upon it, and we could do things a little different. So they went on this frugal binge, and they set a goal of retiring at age 40 and buying some land in the country where he's a lawyer and she was a CPA. They could provide those services kind of anywhere.
And they live their dream that way. But to me, it was a big impact because I then started looking and realizing, yes, just as you mentioned, in our age of consumerism, we often go to excess.
Yes. Now, here is the first mistake people make. There are two reasons that we need to make money. One is for our survival, our needs, right? Housing, food, et cetera, our needs. The other is for our entertainment, our desires. Both are fine. The problem comes in is when we mistake our desires for our needs. That's the problem. So,
isn't that so true with this young generation? We need those Michael Jordan tennis shoes. We need the iPhone 6. And you know what? That's not so much a need as it is a want.
Right. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. Years ago, when I was a contractor, I knew these two partners, fairly successful, they were doing well. There was a difference between the two partners. One, he needed a big set of wheels. He had a big fancy car. The other one, not a junker, right, but, you know, a decent vehicle. And he would take the difference in cash, you know, difference in a check. And the same was for everything that they spent money on. Right. As the years went by, after a certain time, it's funny with government contracts that I was for years, you get larger and larger. At some point, you're huge or you go bust. Well, they went bust. And the partner, one of them was, hey, Harris, remember when I was on top, you had to see the house and the set of wheels that I had. I'm telling you, I knew how to do it. Well, the other partner, he couldn't say that. All he could do was all that additional money that he took that the other one spent, he went back on into business and went on to be successful.
He had his rainy day fund because of the way that he lived.
Right.
He could have lived larger, but he didn't need to live larger. So
that's exactly right. And I'll give you, you said something so beautifully that after you read the book, you took an examination of your life. I was on a show which the two people, they were, one was a best-selling author of a financial book, and her husband was a financial advisor. And she said, leave us with a tip for our listeners. So I said, okay, want you to do this. Every day, every dollar you spend, whether it's your checkbook, credit card, or cash, I want you to write it down and what it was for. I want you to do that for 2 months. Okay. Well, it was a funny thing. They had me back on the show 3 months later. And the first thing they said was they reminded the listeners of the tip I gave them. And they did that. And they said they couldn't believe they did that for 2 months, looked at that list. And at the end of the third month, they said they thought it was Christmas came early. Right. So we don't have to... it's interesting. It's not so much. It's funny. It's being frugal, but not being frugal. It's being wise. I'll give you a perfect example. A friend of mine, he and his wife, every morning, they got to go out and they have their Starbucks. And, you know, $6, $7 for the coffee that they get. Right? 6 days a week. Right? $40 a week. I have a cup of water in the house. Right? And the difference is, at the end of the year, I have $2,000 and I go down to Aruba for 10 days. So I have
Well, you really raise a few points here, and I love the psychology of it all. You've simplified it brilliantly down to what Maslow would call our hierarchy of needs, you know, the needs that are true needs versus the wants, a very simple way to divide. And then secondly, the point you make is about priorities. In other words, if you sit down and you set down goals, as Brian Tracy would espouse, and if one of your goals is, I want to go to Aruba, and that's a $2,000 trip, there's ways that you can cut your expenditures on the wants side so that you can achieve that goal. And so, like you say, it's not always about being frugal. It's about being wise. And I think it's about choices at the end of the day, and it's about priorities. Does that sound about
right?
Right.
That is so, so perfect. I'll give you an interesting story because you fellas hit on some great, great points. You said earlier in the show, you talked about people being in business for a long amount of time, you know, still have something to learn. So I was once asked, by someone who was successful in business for quite a few decades, what are you going to hire us? Are you kidding? What are you going to teach me about business? So I told him this story. I was on one of my jobs. I was in my 20s. It was a great lesson I got to. And I was walking with a young government engineer, and we passed one of my lead carpenters, an elderly man in his 60s, and he was anchoring a steel door frame. And the young engineer said to him, Joe, you're not anchoring that frame correctly. Not that it would fall down, but it wasn't at the government spec. That's all. And so the elderly carpenter said, hey, young fella, I was standing and watching. It was great. He said, what are you telling Joe here? I've been doing it like this for 40 years. And the young engineer said to him, well, Joe, for 40 years you've been doing it wrong. So people in business, you know, just because they're successful, maybe they could have been twice successful. So
exactly. Well, Harris, how do people come into your world? Do you also coach aside from just go from the book? Do you have programs that you take them through?
No, I don't have a program, but people know me by word of mouth, and they'll call me. And here's a great little story. We're talking about squeezing more juice out of our orange, but it's not just with our dollars. It's the way we conduct our business. There's a couple who called me. They were they would sell jewelry down on the Garment Exchange in New York City. They would go office to office peddling their jewelry, and they were comfortable. They did okay, but they came to me. They were complaining. They wanted to know how they can grow their business. How can they make more money? I said, okay, tell me. And they talk, tell me what you do, what's your daily routine. And they go office to office, and they said, it's a really drag. Sneaking past the big bosses there, you know, that they don't get seen and get thrown out, you know, to get to the secretary to sell them their $30 or $40 pair of earrings and then have to come back each week to get paid $10 a week. I said, stop. Hold it right there. You're telling me that you're sneaking past the big boss who makes $500,000 a year to get to the secretary who makes $30,000 a year? You're telling me you're actually sneaking past the money. I said, what's wrong with you? You have to sneak past the secretary, the receptionist, and get to the big money. What are you doing? Well, a light bulb went off. They had an aha moment, and their life changed after that. Totally changed so that they're very, very well off. There they are putting in, I was going to say, the same amount of effort. No, that would be wrong. Putting in a fourth of the effort. Why? Because they're selling very expensive pieces. And I told them, you know, we travel in similar financial circles as people. So I assure you that these wealthy people have wealthy friends. Wealthy friends, that would be very nice. They like to have the service. You become a personal jeweler. One of these owners of down the Garment Center, tell them you don't have to come to their place of business. You'll be more than glad to come to their house, have a party, and invite some of their friends. And so that's what they do. They don't work too many times a year, just at holiday, sell big pieces for large money. They've squeezed more juice out of their orange in the quality of their life in the same business they were doing all along.
One of the things that you mentioned in your book on your website is understanding corporate social responsibility. Can you talk a little bit with our audience, because we talked a little bit in our opening about, you know, giving more to your community and giving back and kind of the giver's gain philosophy of life and business. What is that chapter all about, understanding corporate social responsibility?
Okay. Great subject. I was asked to give a lecture in a university, LIU Post University, on corporate social responsibility. And as the faculty and students piled in, the title of the lecture had been written up on the board, corporate social responsibility. The first thing I did as I called in, I crossed out the word responsibility and changed it to corporate social irresponsibility. Then I took the word corporate. I said, what's corporate? It's a name that people hide under. They go, hey, what can we do? It's corporate policy. It's this. No. Right? Don't they do that?
Mm-hmm.
Under the guise of corporation.
I don't have authority. I don't have authority. Let me check with the unknown person who has authority.
Right. So I crossed off the word corporate, greedy business people's social irresponsibility, and began the lecture. Okay? And I moved at how it could affect their life on the spot. I said, as you're sitting here, room is filled, you all have phones. I said, right now, God forbid, you can get a phone call from your mom or dad saying, gee, the operation, the life-saving operation that dad needs has been denied by the health insurance problem, and we have a problem. Okay? And we know it's public knowledge that United Healthcare alone denies 500,000 claims a day. And Linda Pino testified before Congress how she had retired, went to work, and was trained to disallow claims. In fact, this was a famous one where the
denied
the operation.
You know, there's
and passed away.
Of deny and delay. And,
The person passed away, and she said no one was charged with anything. It was business as usual. And when she looked out the window downstairs, they were installing a $3 million statue. Okay? So there's your corporate social irresponsibility down to people's lives. She testified before Congress. They did nothing. The ruling was corporations owe their allegiance to their stockholders. That's pretty bizarre. I thought you owe it to the person who bought the policy.
But
you really make a great point there, because in my world as a personal injury attorney, for example, I often have to counsel my clients that that insurance company for the other driver has no duty of good faith or fair dealing towards you. We have an adversary system, and you need someone to fight for your rights. And for a lot of people, that's hard to understand. Like you say, so often we lose common sense even with today's technology. You hit record of phones, and then you get the, like you say, well, let me check into it, corporate policy this and corporate policy that. And so folks need to, I'm not saying everybody has to adopt the Robert Ringer, I'm number one kind of philosophy of life, but you do need to take care of your business and your life, because you can't really always depend on others to deal with situations in the way that you think is fair.
No,
exactly.
You just hit a nail on the head.
Harris, in our few minutes here before we have to wrap the segment up, how do people get in touch with you?
Okay, they just go to harrishelps.org. They can contact
harrishelps.org.
Perfect. And I just want to add to what you just said, which is I was on Bloomberg, another show with Joe Franklin, who read the book, and he said, Harris, you are using money as a vehicle to teach people how to stand up for themselves and not be intimidated. And that's exactly what you were just talking about.
Well,
people are
you're giving back, and you've been an awesome guest. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Pleasure to have you on the show, Harris. HarrisHelps.org. We'll be back after these messages.
Lorenzano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of Legal Eagle and The Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, here with the soaring Legal Eagle, Mr. David Altenburn. We are bringing up our second guest, Mr. And I'm not gonna go with the last name. I'm going to let him do that because I'm just not going to hurt myself and embarrass myself in pronouncing it wrong. But, Armand, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing today?
Excellent. How do you pronounce your last name appropriately?
It's Armand Sadeghi.
Sadeghi, okay. I would have gotten close, but I, yeah. That's better.
You know, as long as you get my first name right, I'm good. The last name, I'm still working on learning the perfect pronunciation myself, so.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you have some really cool things up on your website, but before we get into that, I want to allow you just to enlighten our audience. Now, we get to cheat a little bit and kind of see some of the notes prior to the show and look up the websites and all that kind of stuff. But for our listeners and our audience, they don't get that privilege. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and how you help people.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm a peak performance speaker and business coach. I've been an entrepreneur for the last 23 years. I actually dropped out of high school when I was 15 years old to start my first business, and then decided
wow.
At one point in my career, I've done some crazy things. I decided at one point in my career I wanted to go back to school, so I went back, worked my way through a community college, got to UC Berkeley where I studied my other passion. Thank you. My other passion has always been understanding the human mind. So I got a degree in neuroscience and then transferred to Harvard Medical School, where I was planning.
Whoa!
On.
Wow!
Yeah. So I was there. I was there for 2 years and studied at Harvard Medical School, and then decided to go back to business. And so I came out, and really, what my focus is, I understand the human mind from a medical perspective and from how it's wired. And my passion is helping people succeed in life at levels that they never thought possible, whether it's in their personal lives or in their business, sort of bringing it all together and allowing people to live happy, fulfilled lives while, you know, rock and rolling in their business. That's what I do.
How do you find
that
the time, you know?
Cool.
Looking at your website, I was, and this is David Altenburn, amazed, impressed on all levels as far as your mastermind groups. And I love the philosophy that you talk about, that, you know, a lot of people benefit from one-on-one coaching, of course, but some people actually it's better for them in their personality, their comfort zone, to get with mastermind groups where you lead the group, but then they have up to 12 other people or 11 other people to bounce things off in their experiences. And the topics were great, you know, the time conquerors, the killer entrepreneur, the all the personal topics. And
yes.
Talk us a little bit about your mastermind groups and how that helps people.
Absolutely. I feel like, in life, research has shown, in fact, with kids, that the biggest impact on how a child ends up in their peer group. They did these studies with twins that had been separated at birth, identical twins separated at birth. And they were doing a study to see, is it nature or is it nurture? Meaning, if you take identical twins and they're separated at birth, you know, 20 years later, do they end up more like their biological parents, meaning more like each other, or do they end up more like the parents who raised them? And interestingly enough, the answer came out to be neither. They actually don't end up like either of those groups. They end up more like their peer group. They end up more like their peer group. And so what that tells us is that your life essentially is determined by the people, in large part, by the people you hang out with. So if you hang out with people who have good habits, you're much more likely to adopt those good habits. If you hang out with people who have bad habits, you're much more likely to adopt those bad habits. So the identical twins who were in peer groups where there was drugs, they were much more likely to be to use drugs. The ones who ended up in peer groups where, you know, something else, they were athletes, they ended up more likely to be athletes, even though they have the same genetic makeup. So what it tells us is that we want to be surrounded by people who are doing and achieving what we want to do and achieve. And so the purpose of these mastermind groups is just that. My favorite mastermind group that I have is my what I call my business board of directors. And so it's a mastermind group where I bring business people, entrepreneurs together. And these are all entrepreneurs who are absolutely trying to, you know, live their lives and their business at levels you can't imagine. Some of them have just started a business. Some of them have been in business for 15 years. And it's interesting because everyone brings something different to the table, right? So the new entrepreneurs are more tech savvy and have that energy. The entrepreneurs who've been around for a long time have less of that, but they have more of the experience. And but the concept is the peer group helps drive everybody forward.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Armand, you and I share a similar space because I work with James Arthur Ray. I'm sure you're familiar with him. And,
yes.
And Ultimate Performance. So we share a similar space. How does your audience, you know, how do they react to some of the mindset shifts that you have to take them through so that they can get to their peak performance?
Well, I mean, it's at first, a lot of times when I'm working with people, whether it's business or personal, the first thing is to learn, as I teach people, to learn to accept yourself and love yourself. Once people learn to accept themselves for who they are and accept their situation for what it is, suddenly they have this strength and power that you can't otherwise have. And so where that starts is accepting yourself for who you are. And it's, you know, something I learned from one of my mentors, Jim Rohn, who says to learn to be happy with who you are and what you have, and then go out and pursue everything that you want. And I believe too many of us in life are in constant pursuit of what we want, but we forget the first part of the equation. And the secret to life is to be happy with who you are, what you have today, while still going out and trying to achieve everything that you want. And when I work with people, that's the first thing I do, whether it's a single mom who is struggling and going through depression and all sorts of other things, or it's a high net worth individual who is, you know, in their 40s or 50s and trying to take their business to the next level. Or it could be a high school kid who's been told he or she has a learning disability and, you know, is a loner and doesn't have friends. Sort of the answer is the same. Hey, let's be happy with who you are right now, where you're at in life right now. And once we do that, now let's work on figuring out how to kick butt and get everything that you've always wanted.
Very nice. One of the things I was struck is as impressive and high-powered all of your mastermind group and specific subjects within those groups struck me, is that you also strike a chord that balance is so important. And, you know, I used to always talk to people that whether you're looking at your physical aspect of your life and nutrition and exercise, or you're looking at your mental aspects or your business aspects or all of that, sometimes it gets lost in the shuffle that, you know, it doesn't require to be a workaholic to be successful, that balance in all things is so important. Can you talk to our audience a little about your philosophies in that regard?
Absolutely. I think, you know, so many of us in life from a very young age, we're sort of told what success means. And it all starts with our parents. You know, our parents are the first ones to define success for us. And they tell us, well, you know, to be successful, you have to do this, depending on the kind of family you come from. You know, if you come from certain Asian cultures or the Jewish culture or some cultures in the Middle East, if you're not a doctor or engineer, well, then, you know, you failed in life. And so they sort of define success for us. And then as we get older, our peers start defining success for us. And then television starts defining success for us. And I believe this is the – and then as you get older and you get smart, you start listening to the radio and you start listening to podcasts, then you've got, you know, other people telling you, your coach telling you what success is. And so one of the things I believe in at the core is that you cannot let anyone else define success for you. Everyone's definition of success is different, and you have to look in your own heart to find the definition of success. Now, with that said, the only guidance I ever give people as to what success is I believe I've created this wheel. It's got 10 different sections on it, and you mentioned many of them. Things like physical health, emotional health, growth, business, finances, family, intimate relationships, things like that. When you put all these around a wheel and you realize, look, there's 10 parts to it. And the closest definition I've ever come to success that applies to most people is that when there is balance in these 10 areas, people tend to feel very fulfilled. And if fulfillment and happiness are what we really want in the end, then balance might be a good place to start. Now, when I say balance, I'm not talking about balance in terms of the number of hours you spend in each of these. You know, to have a good intimate relationship, it takes something different than to be good in your career. But you need to create balance in the results that you're getting. And when you create those balance, I feel like that's what generates a feeling of success and much more likelihood that you're going to attain success.
Very nice, very nice. And, you know, and I love what you say about each defined for yourself, because just let's talk relationships. To some, that means a large group of friends. To others, they'll say, you know, you don't need a large group of friends. What you need is one or two or three true friends that you can confide in and know that, you know, that they've got your back at all times. And so that self-examination on those 10 different areas of life, let's say, is a great way of looking at it. So thanks for sharing that with our audience.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Armand, so when people find you and they like your message, they really want to connect, what is the first step that you take them through? Do you have some type of consultation, free call, online consultation, something of that nature that you step them into your funnel with?
Yes, absolutely. So I have anyone who is interested in being a part of my mastermind groups or my board of directors, any of those, I have an online questionnaire that they can fill out. And then based on that questionnaire, I give them a free one-on-one session. But I have so many other things that I do. I put on seminars twice a year, large seminars. The next one is in February in Anaheim. We're expecting over 1,000 people at that event. And then I have my podcast, Titanium Life, that is a great way of, you know, getting to listen to me twice a week and getting new information. So I have a lot of different ways. But you know, really, if someone is serious about taking their life, their business, or any aspect of their life to the next level, it's a matter of stepping up and making that decision. And then for everyone, the decision looks different. You know, if you're a business person, well, the decision is going to be something along the lines of the board of directors. For others, it may be coming to one of my events. But in all cases, I'm committed to helping people any way that I possibly can.
Let me ask a little on your time management tips, because it strikes me often, you know, you can talk to a lot of great motivational speakers. You know, Brian Tracy talks about goals and writing things down and focal analysis and learning how to focus in on what you really want and then brainstorming with yourself and putting priorities out there. But talk to us a little bit on your philosophies as it relates to time management keys to success.
Absolutely. You know, time management is an age-old thing that many people have tried to solve because so many people struggle with it. And anyone who tells you they don't struggle with time management is probably lying to you. So we
yeah,
all...
no, you're right. You're right. There's different methods to deal with it, whether it's controlling the time of day that you deal with emails or face-to-face meetings, or you do your preparation list, your to-do list that you're continually updating. So what are some of the things, you're right, there's been a lot written about it, a lot spoken about time management, but you have great credentials, so we're interested in your thoughts in that regard.
Great, absolutely. So the first thing that I do is I have a time management course, and when people show up, the first thing I say in the morning is I say, all of you should request a refund because I'm not going to teach you time management. Instead, what I'm going to teach you is what you really wanted when you signed up, which was life management. What time management really is, when people say, I don't manage my time enough, what they're saying is I'm not getting as many results as I want in the time that I have. And when you ask them about what results are you talking about, if you really dig deep, what you realize is there's certain things that, at the core that they want, right? So when someone says, I'm not managing my time enough, it's really not time at all. It's that in most cases, they're not getting clear on what they really want from life or what they really want in their business or whatever it may be.
They're not specific enough in their goals, and if they're not specific in their goals, they're saying things like, you know, the annual, you know, I want better health without being specific. I want more money without being specific.
Exactly. And so what they're doing is they're taking a lot of action. They're constantly spinning their wheels, doing one thing after the next. But 90% or 80% of what they're doing isn't getting them any closer to their end goal, right? So, for example, people will say, you know, I need to spend more time with my spouse. I love this example because it truly works. And when I give this hint to people, guys, especially men, will come back to me and say, Armand, that was incredible. And, you know, I'll go to guys. I coach a lot of guys, businessmen, who don't have a lot of time to spend with their family. And they say, you know, my wife is always nagging me about I don't spend enough time with her. I say, you know, it's not more of your time that she wants. It's more of you that she wants. And they say, well, what the heck does that mean? I say, tonight when you get home, I want you to try something. When you get in the car with her, let's say you're going out to dinner, as soon as you get in the car, take your phone out and make sure she can see the screen and hold down the power button and wait till it says powering off. And then if you have an iPhone, slide your finger across, and as you're sliding your finger across that you shut off your phone, say, you know what, sweetheart, the only person I want to get a call from is right here in the car with me. And then take your phone and chuck it into the back seat. And I say, you do that, and I guarantee you, even if you only spend 45 minutes with your wife that day, she's not going to complain about you not spending enough time with her. Why? Because what people really, what your wife wants or husband wants when they say spend time with me, they want you to be there with them. So what I find is most people who struggle with time management, it's that they're spending their entire lives being on a, if you want to use this analogy, being on a date with their wife, but they're on their phone the whole time. But then when they're at the office, they're on Facebook. And when they're on Facebook, they're focused on something else. And so the key is to get life management. What end results do I want to have? And then what do I need to do to get those results? As opposed to taking random activities and doing what every most time management systems do, which is to say, how can I organize all the activities?
Yeah.
And
You're talking the age-old specific goals, specific priorities within those goals, and then specific tasks to get you to achieve those goals. And at the end of the day, you'll have your time management, is what I'm hearing.
Exactly. And in terms of just specific goals that are at the core of what you really, truly want. And so where that comes from is analyzing your life. And the way I do it is because I have my 10 areas of the wheel, I have people write down what they want for each of these 10 areas in specific details. What do you want for your health? You can't say, I just want to be healthy. I say, how much do you want to weigh? You know, if you have an issue with diabetes, cholesterol, what do you want to get that to? What numbers do you want? And then it makes it easy for people to get there. And then the last part of it is the quadrant, the time quadrant, which is not something I can quickly explain. But the key here is many people spend most of their day reacting to things. And spending time doing things that are both urgent and important because those are the things that get your attention. And my beliefs are that doing things that are urgent and important aren't going to get you to your end results. What really, truly, in the long term gets you to your end results is doing things that are important but not yet urgent. And the more hours you can spend doing that, which I call the zone, the more time you can spend in the zone doing things that are important and not yet urgent, the fewer urgent things you're going to have in the future and the lower your stress and the better your results, even if you're not that good at actually managing your time. And that's the interesting thing. you know, maybe you
yeah,
can't
so
get as many things
proactive,
done.
It's proactive versus reactive, essentially.
Exactly, yep.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
Mr. Coach?
Yes.
Do you have a finishing question for our guest or two?
I do. So you spoke of some live events that you do, and you have one come up in February. Can you give our audience a little piece of what goes on at your live events, and then we'll wrap it up by letting you tell them how they can find out more information and even sign up for that. But give them a little taste, if you would, about what transpires there and what you do at your events.
Yeah, so my events are they're a 3-day event. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all-day event. And these events are designed because of my core belief that your life is shaped by the quality of your peer group, not necessarily your genetics and all this other stuff. So I create a quality peer group for people in a period of 3 days where lifelong relationships develop. And at the same time, I provide some pretty incredible content. So it's 3 days that are half seminar, half rock concert. I mean, there's music and you know, lights, and people have a blast when they're there. You know, you're there with 1,000 other people who are there to take their lives and their businesses to another level. You know, the person sitting next to you may be the CEO of a huge company, or could be an 18-year-old kid just out of high school who's trying to figure life out. It doesn't matter. All these people come together, and the peer group that it develops is incredible. So my next event is in Orange County, California, in Anaheim, right next to Disneyland, at the Anaheim Convention Center, February 19th through the 21st. I would love to have your guests attend. And one thing that I did at the last Titanium event, my event, by the way, is called Titanium Live. One thing I did that I believe is pretty revolutionary in the industry when I announced it, everybody who coaches people talks about wanting to change people's lives and says, that's my main motivator, and it's not money. So I decided to put my money where my mouth is. And so what we did is tickets to my events have always been $795. And what I did as of 2 months ago, an announcement I made on the fly, live on stage, is that all my tickets would be name your own price. And literally, people can pay whatever price they want, as low as $1, to attend my events. And there's no strings attached. There's nothing else to it. They literally can go online, register for my event. When it says, you know, check out, instead of $795, I can say all I can afford is a dollar. And I don't care. I still want them to come. Because the reality of it is, when I'm at the convention center, all of my costs are covered by the time I start the event. So adding an extra 200 chairs to the room doesn't cost me anything. And so I'd rather have more people's lives changed. So that's a big part. And so I invite your guests to come and attend the event. It's a life-changing event. You can find the tickets by going to our website, titaniumsuccess.com, titaniumsuccess.com, or on Facebook or any of the social medias. I would love it if anyone listening would like to follow me, Armand Sadeghi. Just look up my name. And my podcast, which is an awesome addition to our list of things that we have, is Titanium Life, L-I-F-E. And I would love to have your listeners reach out to me if there's anything I can do to help in their personal lives and business, whatever they may be going through. I'm always here for them.
Excellent, excellent. That can be found at titaniumsuccess.com. Armand, we appreciate you being on the show. We've been a really enthusiastic and awesome guest, and we've gotten a lot of great tips and tidbits and information, and really, really appreciate you coming on. We're going to have to run to commercial break, and we'll be back after this.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location. Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening again to Legal Eagle and the Coach. This is David Altenburn. We had a show that hopefully was of great value out there to our audience. We had Harris Glasser out of New York, who's an author, who's a publisher of a book, It's My Money and I Want It. And essentially, he advises that we separate our true survival needs from what he calls our entertainment wants, or the dollars that we spend. And he even advocates that if you will keep a little diary of every dollar you spend for 2 months, he suggests that you may find as consumers that we are spending far more money than we need to in certain areas, that we're spending in excess, and that we can improve our lives by essentially cutting out the excess is the essential message. And, you know, he talks about, you know, that being smart and becoming rich don't often equate with each other. There's a lot more to it than that. And then our second guest, Armand Fadehi, if you look up his website, he's a peak performance coach that teaches masterminds and one-on-one coaching right up the alley of my co-host, Mr. Brian Kaiser. And what was amazing about both these guests is that, and many of our guests over the last year, it's not all about the money. In other words, there's really a lot of psychology that all of our guests have imparted, core values and ways of going about life and business. For example, our second guest says he calls it the wheel, in which there's 10 different aspects of our life, and you got to really focus specifically on that and have specific goals, and then you got to have specific tasks to get you to achieve the goals of what you really want. That's really what time management is all about, spending more time on things that are important to you before you just become reactive all day long to what's urgent because others are pounding on you for answers or time. So we had some great guests. What are your final thoughts, Mr. Kaiser?
Oh, I thought the guests were great. The first one gave us some phenomenal stories on how utilized his knowledge and experiences in life and put them into a couple of books where he still, you know, gets people calling him and he gets to give them tidbits of information and helpful hints and thoughts of ways that, you know, can make their life better. It really great guest, fun stories that he shared with us in our audience today. It was really cool. And then, of course, Armand came on and in a similar space as to what I'm doing now with James Arthur Ray, and really he's focused on helping people, and he's got a great event, it sounds like, out in Anaheim. Hope some of our listeners will check that out over at his website. But a lot of fun today with our two guests. And I don't know about you, but that was a lot of nuggets of great information there, wouldn't you say, Dave?
Yes, absolutely. There really was, and it struck the chord of some of the common themes that we've had over the year from those that are business coaches in your great field of helping entrepreneurs out there. So we hope that our small business audience that is the backbone of America has learned some good tips today, as always. And may you go forth and may you prosper. Great week and a great kickoff soon to the final quarter of this year.
Excellent. Yes, great kickoff to the final quarter.
You have been listening to Legal, Legal, and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.